Garrett, you know, the season's coming to an end. How would you describe the 2022 Miami Marlins?
You know, starting off the year, it was good. You know, I think we were in contention, you know, all the way up until about, you know, All-Star break, and that kind of spiraled out of control on us. I think, you know, there were some key injuries, and you know, the offense as a whole kind of went sideways, and you know, we kind of struggled for, you know, about 6 weeks in there that really put us behind the standings, and you know, it kind of went sideways on us, like I said, and just, you know, hopefully we finish this month strong and, you know, end on a good note.
You know, although the record isn't the best, what would you say are some of the biggest positives that you guys could take in to 2023 feeling good about?
The pitching staff, 100%. You know, Sandy, that's a Cy Young, and, you know, that the rest of that rotation, a lot of young guys, you know, Braxton, Cabrera, a lot of those guys that came up this year, really solidified themselves as, you know, big league starters. You know, Jazz, you know, before he got injured, was having a pretty phenomenal, you know, second year in the big leagues. You know, there were some injuries. You know, I think Gavi and Soler would like to have, you know, some time back from the injuries, you know, just to get healthy and to be, you know, the guys that we signed them to be. You know, I think as just a whole, you know, it's just the way we played, I think, when we were closer to 500 is a lot better, you know, record of who we are as hitters. You know, I think guys started off slower and then really picked it up towards the middle of the year. You know, there's just a lot of positives and there's a lot of negatives. You know, I had a good first half, and then I myself had a bad second half, and, you know, you're trying to, you know, writ that of, you know, just being a long season and going through your ups and downs, and, you know, there's been some ups for a lot of the guys in here, but there's been, you know, a lot of downs, you know, hitting-wise, you know, not anyone in particular, just the whole, as a whole, you know, we didn't hit against lefties really well this year. You know, it's been an up and down year for the hitters.
I want to ask you about your season, just being healthy throughout pretty much the whole season. How has that helped you in prior to other seasons?
Yeah, you know, I think as, you know, as you go throughout your big league career, you just, you know, the biggest availability is being healthy. You know, the better you are is really indicative of how healthy you are. You know, if you're dealing with an injury, it's hard to hit. If you're dealing with an injury, it's hard to field. It's, you know, just being healthy, you know, besides getting hit in the wrist and getting hit in the head this year, you know, it's been the healthiest I've been in my career. So, you know, I think just a testament of how to prepare myself each day, you know, dealing with some injuries early on in my career, just to understand what the body needs to do and what it doesn't need to do, how much extra work you need to do. You know, I think I've had a good year. You know, there's definitely, you know, those 6 weeks in there where, you know, I kind of tried to live up to, you know, being an all-star, you know, really, really trying to, you know, overkill thinking that I had to be an all-star at all moments. You know, having some injuries with Jazz and Soler, you know, put more pressure on, you know, I felt like myself, you know, maybe no one told me to do it, but it definitely felt when you're hitting in the middle of the lineup without those guys that you got to do more. And, you know, I think the first half I kind of just went out there and played baseball, and the second half it kind of turned into, well, I got to deliver here, I got to help this team win, you know, I got to do this and that, and, you know, it just kind of went sideways, and, you know, hopefully it's just, you know, it's just a learning curve. You know, everyone goes through the ups and downs, and it was a pretty rough down for those 6 weeks, those 100 at-bats, where, you know, now I just, you know, I said last week, just go out there and play. It's just, can't let it mentally wear you down.
I want to ask you about the All-Star game. How was that experience like for you, going to L.A., where you grew up, just that experience at the All-Star game?
Yeah, it was fun, you know. It was a lot of family members, a lot of friends. You know, just to be in those clubhouse with those kind of guys, you know, those, you know, perennial All-Stars. Just to be in that group of guys was a dream come true. You know, just to be selected. Just everything was great. You know, there's just about as awesome as you can make it. You know, being back home in your first game is, you know, that's about as, you know, as cool as a moment as, you know, maybe a little kid when you're growing up that you dream of. And, you know, winning a World Series is number one, but being selected as an All-Star game in your hometown is pretty cool too.
2023 is going to have a couple new rules in the big leagues. How does that affect maybe your preparation going into the next season?
You know, I don't think, you know, when I went down to rehab and, you know, for low A, they had the pitch clock. You know, it seemed a little fast. 15 seconds was a little quick. So I'm going to, you know, wonder how, you know, it's not so much the hitters, I don't think. I think it would be more about the pitchers. Some guys take a lot of time in between pitches, you know, grab the rosin and walk around the mound and, you know, do their pre-pitch routine each pitch. You know, there's a lot of guys that are going to need to change maybe the conditioning level of being quicker as a pitcher. You know, hitters, you get in the box and hit. I mean, yeah, there's some guys that, you know, maybe have their routine that, you know, take a few steps, take a few seconds after each pitch, but you know, you just got to get in there and hit. The bigger bases, I mean, maybe it gives a few more fast guys a few more stolen bases, and maybe I'll get an infield hit here and there. But no, it's, you know, I don't think the bases are that big of a change. You know, I was down there in, you know, Jupiter and didn't really see a big difference with it. And what's the other one?
I think those are the right now.
Yeah, I think it'll be good for the sport. Man, the sport always evolves. You're gonna have probably more rule changes in the next few years. It's just baseball. Baseball just, you know, is an ever evolving sport.
Thank you, Coop.
Yeah, appreciate it.